Traditional revenue sources for public media and really the media at large are declining this year, and we at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We are tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we are turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
My name is Lee Hawkins. I've been a journalist for over 25 years. On my new podcast, What Happened in Alabama, I get answers to some of the hardest questions about how things came to be for many Black Americans and the truth that must come before any reconciliation can happen. I investigate my family history, my upbringing in Minnesota, and my father's painful nightmares about growing up in Alabama. What Happened in Alabama is a new series confronting the cycles of trauma for myself, my family, and for many Black Americans. Listen now.
Rebuilding, a year on from the devastating earthquake in Turkey and Syria. Hello, you're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report, live from the BBC World Service. I'm Leanna Byrne, and a very good morning to you. A year since a catastrophic earthquake hit southern Turkey and northern Syria, killing more than 50,000 people, humanitarian organisations are warning that substantial rebuilding work still needs to be done. The European Bank for Reconstruction and Development has invested $1.6 billion in rebuilding projects in Turkey. Its chief economist, Beate Yavorcik, told me it's prioritising projects that help business.
It's essential to create conditions that would make it as fast as possible for people to rebuild their lives. So it's important to bring the infrastructure back online. It's important to create transport networks. No region functions in isolation. So if we want the private sector to flourish there, they need to be able to transport goods in and out. And of course, it's crucial to support small businesses. So by working with our partners bank, we are helping channel credit to the affected firms and individuals.
I'm sure it's very difficult, though, because there's such that sense of urgency to rebuild in Turkey. How do you make sure that what's built is sustainable and that it's built to last?
Well, due diligence and careful planning. One of the issues in Turkey was the housing permits, and it was the residential sector. That's not the area where we are very active.
Turkey, they did have criticism regarding building standards and practices that actually contributed to the earthquake devastation. I mean, does your bank have an influence in making sure what's rebuilt doesn't have those issues?
Well, we are not active in supporting residential construction, as far as I understand. Our focus on sustainability is not only about infrastructure lasting, it is also about its environmental implications.
In one way, does rebuilding present an opportunity for Turkey to build a more resilient and modern economy?
Indeed. And Turkey has been one of the big recipients of our investment, on the order of $2 billion for several years. And we are also quite active in supporting the renewable energy sector. Turkey is a big exporter to the European Union. And now, in order to remain competitive, firms in Turkey, exporters, will need access to renewable energy. And this is one of the reasons why Turkey has been keen on growing that sector.
Beate Yavorcik, thank you so much for joining us on Marketplace.
Thank you.
Now let's do the numbers. Oil giant BP announced full-year profits of $13.8 billion, its second-highest annual profits since 2012. And the world's biggest carmaker, Toyota, says it expects a record net profit this financial year of $30 billion. Now let's return to last year's earthquake in southern Turkey and northern Syria. As businesses try to rebuild, the US government's offering to help. The BBC's Victoria Craig is in Antakya in Turkey.
The Mirbi flour mill is once again a hive of activity, but it's been a long road. to get here. Ali Emberall founded this business nearly a quarter century ago. The company has gone through tough times, persistently high inflation and currency crisis among them. But nothing prepared him for February 6th, 2023, when two earthquakes hit this region of Turkey.
The machines inside the factory shifted from their places and the engines were also seriously damaged. The Turkish Ministry of Industry came to do an inspection and their assessment showed almost $2 million of damage to the factory.
That included a collapsed roof, raw materials soaked and ruined by relentless rain, and products that were stolen in the immediate aftermath of the disaster. For more than 2 months, Ali lived at the factory, and many of his workers, including Suleiman Bilir, came back to help with repairs.
We carried out loads of renovations together with Mr. Ali, day and night, working shoulder to shoulder, hand in hand. Mr. Ali took care of our children, our home, our money, in the best possible way. Our children did not go hungry.
To help with the repairs, Ali discovered a loan program for businesses in Turkey's 11 earthquake-affected provinces. The U.S. government's International Development Finance Corporation provided a 7-year, $100 million loan to Turkey's Şekerbank to support small and medium-sized businesses in the region. Şekerbank added its own contribution and increased the available funds to $133 million.
In the next 3 years, 5 years, the need will definitely increase.
That's Murat Özdema, Şekerbank's regional manager for this area.
This is a very limited budget, but we will provide more. We're already trying to provide it as quickly as possible.
Mirbi Flower boss Ali Emiral says the U.S. Şekerbank loan has been hugely helpful. Not only has he been able to repair his roof, he also said he's one of the only mills of about a dozen or so in this area to restart production.
I need to expand more to encourage our people to return to Hatay. We need to increase the capacity to 500 tons to meet the growing demands.
Ali says he's already slowly expanding his business by using parts of the wheat crop discarded for flour production to make livestock feed. That, he says, not only ensures he will be able to stay in business, but that his neighbors will be able to thrive again, too. In Antakya, Turkey, I'm the BBC's Victoria Craig for Marketplace.
And I'm Leanna Byrne with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. Thanks for tuning in.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.